Okay, so all we can do is cry out to God and say, Lord, they're encroaching upon us. Please help us. Please save us from their lies and their delusions and their... See what they're trying to do. Okay, think about a narcissist. A narcissist wants to shut you down, change your reality, shut your mouth, and adapt to their reality. That's what the Democrats are doing. That's what the CDC. This is what the Archons are doing. The Archons, the way they work in a home or a church or a business or a narcissist is the same way they work every other place. The devil has no new game. So the CDC and all these agencies, whether it's Facebook and all that, trying to censorship. See, the reason they want to censorship is just like the narcissist wants to censor you. They want to shut you up, shut you down. You see what I'm saying? They've got to look good. Why do they have to look good? Because it affects their pocketbook, right? They want to look good because it's their pocketbook, their image. All they care about is their image. And so they're encroaching upon us moment by moment, day by day. Seatbelt law, they've encroached. The mask, the social distancing. So they're wanting to get into your house. Why do they want to get in your house? To put you back under legalism. The honey-do list is legalism. Everybody laughs about it, but ain't nothing funny about it. Honey-do list is legalism. The one who writes the honey-do list needs to do it. If, you know. I know what this society is. Well, I want you to help me with dishes. Well, you go out and mow the yard then while I do the dishes. You go clean the gutters while I do the dishes. No, it don't work out like that. It don't work that way, does it?
No.
The laziness, the blame game, the shifting. People don't want to do their roles and responsibility. People hate authority. It's all the Jezebel spirit. Legalism, it's all the Jezebel spirit. The reason they're trying to shut you down at every level, shut your mouth, shut your freedom, shut your movement, is because they're trying to shut you down from communicating about the truth. It's a democratic, socialistic, archon game. The devil is trying to turn America into socialism. And when Obama and all the Democrats encroached on us so much, we fought back, and it blew their mind that they lost. And so now they're doing everything under the sun to get you back under legalism and slavery. Because think about it, when the people are free, the corporations don't have as much power and the states don't have as much power. But when you're a slave, not only do they have power to control the discourse, the communication, but they have power to control the money flow and all that. They're doing everything they can to fight back against your freedom. It's really an attack on your freedom, to be honest with you. So the same spirit in Jezebel is the same spirit in legalist, is the same spirit in the honey-do list, is the same spirit in the virtue signaling, is the same spirit in the Pentecostal church. It's the same spirit as trying to take away your freedom and make you a slave, because they're slaves. They don't run to Jesus for freedom, and they don't know what freedom is and the power of God, because they're slaves of the devil, so they want to make you a slave. If somebody's a slave of the devil and they see your freedom in Jesus, they want to make you into a slave. So a narcissist is a slave to the demons, so they want to make you into a slave. They want to change your reality. They want to control the narrative. They want to control everything that you say and think and do. And they want to put their identity on you and your identity on them as needed when they want to. They're shifting reality. They're gaslighters. So the Democrats want to gaslight you, whereas the Republicans, and I'm not saying all of them, but the Republican Party in general wants you to be free. But the Democrats, the people vote, they want to be slave. They want the government to take care of them. They want somebody to take care of them because they love their slavery, because they get their they get to cross boundaries, and they don't care if people cross their boundaries. They want their boundaries to be crossed. They want to be a slave because they're corrupt in their mind. So when people cross their boundaries, they don't care. They have no moral ground, or, you know, based on Bible, they might have a social culture morality, which is all based on Antichrist, the devil. This is why, like, the people who are talking about save the earth, save Mother Earth, and environmentalist, but they go out and kill babies. Is that really real? It's hypocrisy to the hill. The hypocrisy is so obvious, it's not even funny. The virtue signaling, the look at me, the selfies. So now, everybody got tired of selfies, right? They got so used to selfies that they don't care anymore. So now what are they doing? They're still doing selfies, but it's not about their clay body. It's about they're putting out, like, their moral or their morality. They're doing selfies about their morality with the virtue signaling. It's deep, I'm telling you. And so what's happening here is your culture is a cult. The flesh is under law. The blue sky is blue letter law. So everything under the blue letter law is what? Bondage and slavery. And so now, whatever little freedom you have left, they're trying to take away that. They're trying to take away your communication, your communion. They're trying to take away your freedom of movement. They're trying to turn you into China. They're trying to turn you into everything that they are. Slaves and ignorant and foolish and hive. So they're the hive mind. So this is the ultimate game. They are the hive mind. They are of the devil. And they want you to be of the devil and to be a slave and miserable just like they are. I had somebody tell me about 5 years ago. They said something like, till death do us part, talking about working. If they really think that way, they're miserable. I had somebody else tell me, said, you're the freest man I know. Yeah, so they're trying to encroach. I got rid of all the bloodline legalists and Jezebels. I got rid of all the marital Jezebels. I got rid of all the, you know, my own legalism. I had to get rid of that. You really won't find any video. If you go back over the last 10 years, you won't find me trying to put anybody under law. I got rid of my own legalism. And legalism is the Jezebel spirit. And so I got rid of the people in my surrounding. Now I've got rid of the individuals. Now the corporate system is trying to put us back under law and legalism and fake reality and gaslighting us in something that's not even real. And the city's doing it. And now the cities are doing it. Your cities and your states are doing it. And so the politicians used to lie about what they were doing. Now they're trying to get you to believe a lie about what you're even doing. So it's the gaslighting is growing exponentially. They're encroaching upon your freedom in your car, in your job, in your home. They're trying to encroach more laws and rules, and the more free you get, the more they try to encroach and take away your freedom. And the more you see through the game and you see the fractal hologram that a legalist and a gaslighting narcissist are the same as the Jezebel spirit, which is fake reality, twisting reality, putting you back under some kind of rule and law that they can't even keep, get you to believe a lie, get you to submit to something that is anti-God. God didn't tell you that you had to put a mask on. That's not even good. Some people are allergic to it. Some people, it fogs their glasses. Some people can't breathe. It's all lies, and it's all to punish you because you're not supposed to be free in the devil's system. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what's happening.